Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about Dr. Rosalind Glickman joining us. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Rosalind is just a dynamite resource for us and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She works with folks all around the world talking about how to make sure that they maximize what's going on in their head. She's the author of a best-selling book called Optimal Thinking. It's becoming a best-selling program, not just a best-selling book, and as we're going to talk about in a minute, if she has her way, it's going to become a drug that everybody gets addicted to. Rosalind, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Happy New Year.
Same to you and to all our listeners.
Rosalind, I was talking about the drug of optimal thinking. I know if you have your way, you're going to get everybody in the world addicted to optimal thinking, and you'll be the drug master pulling our chains. But that won't be a bad thing, because optimal thinking is a great way to get your mind headed in the right direction. And
right. Optimal thinking is the thinking that all of us use when our best self takes charge and we're giving life our best shot. So it's something that is common to all of us. And the name of the game is to use it as often as possible.
One of the things that I've noticed and that over the years, and I've said this on the show recently a few times, and that is that you can look at two businesses side by side, one's successful, one's not successful, and the products are not all that different, the fixtures are not that much different, the people in the trucks and the buildings are not all that much different, the customers coming in and out are not all that much different. But the difference between the fact that one's successful and one's not successful is what's between the ears, what's going on inside of the two owners.
Right.
And probably what's happening is the person who's not successful hasn't figured out that most of his or her success starts from within them, and optimal thinking could help people like that.
Right. It's helpful to all of us, because with optimal thinking, we make the most of any situation. And we don't need to suppress and ignore and deny any negative news or emotions. What we do is we just accept whatever comes our way, whether we like it or not, and we make the most of it. We ask, what's the best thing I can do about it? What are my options? Which one's best? And so by choosing the best in any given situation, we can put it to rest, and then we can put our best foot forward for the next task. And so we keep just maximizing the situation. And I think that's something we need to train ourselves to do. We need to be mindful about it.
Well, I'd like to encourage all of us folks as we enter the new year to promise ourselves that we're going to take our thinking, the way we think about things, the way we accept things, the way we address and approach the things that are going to enter our lives this year, that we approach them less negatively whenever the negative feelings pop up, and that we focus more on being more of an optimal thinker and less of a negative thinker. And
right.
Sometimes Rosalind, I find that it's kind of human nature for people to default to the negative. I mean, if you think about it, how many times when you express yourself, if you write something down, do you find yourself writing the negative when it would be just as easy to write that same thought in the positive?
Right, and I think that the problem with negative thinking is that we dwell on it. It's okay to think negatively if it's going to help us in the design process of life, if we're pointing out flaws, and we use that negative thinking as an optimization signal to rectify the flaw, or if it warns us against imminent danger. The problem with negative thinking is that we dwell on it. We just need to get the message and then say, well, what's the best thing I can do about it?
Well, you know, sometimes...
It will continue to run us. If you've got an employee that really bugs you, and you walk around muttering under your breath, gee, I wish I could get rid of this employee, I'm sick and tired of it, and every time he does something that gets on under your skin, you just don't say anything, and it builds up, and you're still furious, then that's corrosive. The best thing to do is say, well, why am I feeling this way, and what's the best thing I can do about it? Get
on
with it.
Stand by. Rosalind, stand by. Folks, when we come back, I want to talk about two different kinds of drugs that you can get on. And you might be surprised to hear what I'm talking about. 20 Till. We'll get Rosalind to weigh in on this, too. I know she'll have some thoughts on that. 20 Till, stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Rosalind Glickman, the author of Optimal Thinking. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you about our show coming up straight ahead. I'm going to talk about some resolutions. I'm going to get back on my resolution series. And then Andrew Sherman is going to join us. We're going to get Andrew to tell us about some ideas that he has about how to improve our business for 2004. And then we'll have our regular visit with Joan Price, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. That'll be coming up in the show straight ahead. Rosalind Glickman is our guest and our good friend, the author of Optimal Thinking. Rosalind, give us your website, please.
It's optimalthinking.com.
Can they still take an optimal thinking test or a quiz there? Don't you have a little survey or something?
Yes,
like that?
I've got a quiz up there, Rate Your Thinking, and I put it up especially for your listeners, Jim.
Good.
And basically, you can go to the website, and it's on the home page on the right-hand side, and it's Rate Your Thinking, and you can determine how much of your thinking is in your best interest.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Rosalind.
And that will get you to see where you stand right now.
Optimalthinking.com. Rosalind, one of the things that that I've decided is that everybody has a leaning. They lean one way or the other. Everybody leans toward the negative or they lean toward the positive or the optimal way of thinking. And I think I know people who have leaned toward the negative for so long, it's actually become a way of life for them. It has become who they are. It's almost how they define themselves, and it's almost like they're addicted to it.
It's become a habit.
Haven't you seen people like that?
Yes, there are many people like that.
And you know what? I don't want to be around people like that. I don't want to do business with them. I don't want to be their friends. You know, if I be their friends, but I don't want to hang out with them. I want to be around people who are addicted to making the most out of life to find the pony in the barrel of manure. I want to find those kind of people.
Well, they're obviously the most exciting people and the most inspiring people. But the other people are people who are negative are also valuable because they give you a chance to strengthen your optimal thinking muscle. It's easy to be an optimal thinker when everything's good, but when it's tough to have a negative person near you complaining, and you know, if you're as an optimal thinker, you'll just listen, and then you could ask. Well, what are your options, and what's the best way of resolving this? And help them to get back on their best track. But if they don't, if they want to stay negative, then my advice is don't go down there with them.
That was the point that I was making, Rosalind, is I'm not saying, I mean, I don't bail out on people who are just having a tough time, but
right.
I'm talking about the people who are addicted to being negative, and they won't take the 12-step program to get them off, the one that, like you designed in Optimal Thinking. They won't try to find those things that will get them off of it. And so I want to go away from those people, but what I wanted to say is, if you think that you might be one of those people who's addicted to negativity, Rosalind, help us get out of that. Help us solve that problem.
Well, I think what you need to do is ask yourself why you feel this way. What are you thinking or doing to create this? And what are you dwelling on what's out of your control? Why did this person do this to me? Or what did I do in the past to ruin my chances in the present? And I think what you have to do usually to get out of this negative state is to accept what's out of your control, even if you don't like it. And then get into, how do I make the most of what's within my control?
Mm-hmm.
What is supremely important to me, and what are the best actions I can take to achieve it? And that will get you into a sense of mastery. And once you're in a sense of mastery over your environment, you'll start to feel have good feelings.
And don't you need to set little bitty baby step goals at the beginning?
Little bitty baby step goals that are most important. I mean, if you're setting goals that are not particularly important, you'll get into, you know, head gaskets. It'll be meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
When you set goals that get your most important needs met and then break them down into bite-sized, realistic chunks, then that will set you on the path to, you know, a fulfilling, meaningful, and most exciting life.
Well, and one of the things that I think would help would be if you find yourself gravitating toward other people who are negative, like you think you may be, maybe start gravitating away from those people and start gravitating towards people who are more optimistic, who are more optimal thinkers, who have a more positive slant or leaning on life. And when you get around those people, if you can't be positive, shut up and let them be positive. You know, let them do it. Because otherwise they're going to run away from you.
Well, I agree that, you know, spreading negativity is not a joyful experience. Feeling negative is unpleasant usually. And, you know, feeling habitually negative, as you're talking about the people who are just experiencing it as a way of life. It's not a happy way to live, and people just don't know any better. They go into hopelessness.
Well, and I'll tell you another thing.
My viewpoint is that it starts from within. You've really got to do something about it. Get on my website, get the Optimal Thinking audio program, not the book, the audio program, because that will make optimal thinking habitual.
When we come back, I want you to tell us about that, because, folks, I think this is something you might be interested in. And folks, for small business owners, I know it's been tough the last 3 years. Check your position. Have you gotten into a negative kind of direction? 2004 is a good year to break out of that. We're going to get Rosaline to tell us how to do that, how to break it out of that in 2004. After these messages, Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Rosaline Glickman is our guest. She's the author of Optimal Thinking. Rosaline, I was saying as we went to the break, and I want you to, in a minute, I want you to tell us about your audio program, because that's important. But after that, I want to talk about small business owners getting out of what may have been a 3-year negative situation. But first, tell us about your new audio program.
Well, the new audio program is designed to help people who are sabotaging their best interest. And you can be sabotaging your best interest by just being a mediocre positive thinker, because that's still not going to be an optimal thinker, which is what's in the best interest of my company, what is our best product, how can we best market this product, how can we best serve our customers? How can we serve the best interest of our customers? By functioning at this peak level, we don't sabotage anything. And what I've found is that the starting point is the book. Learning about how to think this way consistently, what we need to do. And then the Optimal Thinking audio program actually makes it consistent. Because we all know that that it's in our best interest to think this way, but we get off track. I mean, if if a customer leaves us, or if a as small business owners, we end up doing so many things ourselves and we lose sight of our highest priority, optimal thinking will get us back on our best track. But because we have so many interruptions and so many detours, the audio program is designed so that you listen for about five minutes, and then you do an action step every day to make it a habit. So that you get up in the morning saying, "What is supremely important today?"
They can get that at your website, optimalthinking.com.
At optimalthinking.com. So that you can really make the most of all your resources as a small business owner, your people, your products, your services, and your customers are your best resources.
Rosalene, one of the things that as I said earlier, many of us have come through three tough years.
Yes.
2004 is going to be different. 2004 is already shaping up to be a pretty solid year. I think if you've been negative in the past, and even if you say, "Well, heck, I've had a reason to be negative. We've had some, it's been really rough." Well, you know what? Okay, fine. But that's in the past. The future is looking good. I think we're going to need some shades for the future. Our future is looking so bright, we're going to need shades. Even if you haven't got all your problems worked out, if you find yourself being negative, you're going to be talking to people who aren't feeling that way, and they're going to wonder what year you're living in. So make sure that you're not still living in 2001 or 2002. Make sure that you're living in 2004 and that your attitude reflects that.
Right, and just start off by saying, what's most important this year? And what are the best actions I can take to achieve it? And get down and break it down into small bite-sized chunks and get on with what's most important and monitor yourself along and say, is this in my best interest? Is this in my customer's best interest?
What if you find yourself and you're doing something and you say, this is not in my best interest, but how do I get out of this?
Then ask yourself, well, what would be in my best interest right now, and do that. Simple.
What if it's not that easy to disengage? What if we've got a customer that's not in our best interest, but we just can't cut loose for them right now? How do we deal with that?
So what's the best way to let go of this? Ask that kind of questions. I mean, sometimes it's not easy, but, you still have to figure out what's in the best interest of yourself and your business. So if you're trying to disengage, just tell the person, finish the interaction as quickly as possible, keeping all the bridges together, and get on with it. I mean, if it's not in your best interest, just move on with what's in your best interest.
Well,
just
sometimes we just have to learn.
Possible.
Sometimes, though, it's hard to get rid of things that are not in our best interest, and we just have to learn how to deal with that. And I do think that Rosalene's ideas about optimal thinking will help you live positively with things that are negative that you just can't quite turn loose from. Rosalene, thank you for being here. Good job today. Let's have a good 2004 together. What do you think?
Yes, let's do it. And if you want to check your thinking, how much of it is in your best interest, there's a free quiz up there at optimalthinking.com. And if you want to let go of what isn't in your best interest, just do it. Just make the choice right now.
Thanks, Rosalene. It's always
a pleasure.
See you later. Rosalene Glickman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Quick break. No, actually, I'm gone for now. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm just having so much fun, I don't want it to end. But I'll be back. Don't worry. See you later, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.